You're listening to the audio production of One Light Still Shines by Marie Monville, published by Zondervan and read by Julia Barnett Tracy.
Prologue, The Secret. I'd like to tell you a love story. I could tell another story instead. I could recount a gruesome, premeditated murder. I could describe unspeakable acts. I could take you behind the scenes into the shielded private world of my Amish neighbors as they mourned the horrific losses of their daughters, granddaughters, nieces, sisters, and friends. I could speculate about secrets deeply buried in a troubled heart. I could attempt to decipher the clues of brokenness and irrational, twisted thinking as the man I loved, the man I thought I knew, descended into a silent madness. I've been asked to tell those stories time and time again, but those stories are not mine to tell. I was not at the crime scene. I was not privy to murderous plans. I cannot violate the privacy of my beloved Amish neighbors who showed me nothing but tenderness and grace when their own hearts had been shattered. I did not know there were dark secrets inside my husband, Charlie, nor did I know there were clues to watch for. And I simply cannot fathom the darkness that invaded Charlie's head or heart. The only story I have to tell is my own. Although an unspeakable tragedy invaded my life and thrust me into a sudden storm of darkness, my story always has been and continues to be one of miraculous love. It has taken me years to find my voice to write this story, not because I couldn't find the words. I never lacked for words, but because until recently, I was unable to see the reason to write my story. In fact, I could not comprehend why my story would matter to anyone but my family.